answer. I've been wearing these pink shorts like a couple of times. And we agreed that on the nights that I wore them, you were free to like use me in my sleep, right? And obviously part of the whole thing was the fact that it was random, so it was still like build spontaneous. But babe, it's been like a pretty long time by now. And I was just wondering why you haven't. What are you talking about? Reach into my shorts. What? I don't feel. Hold on. Is that your cum? Wait. Does that mean? Oh my god. Oh my god, thank you. What do you mean? No. I was really tired. I wake up. Actually, now that you say it, I do kind of vaguely remember, like, reading Dirty Talk or something, right? Yeah, I do remember that. Fuck. So much stuff. And so hot. The fact that I can barely even remember being used. Just waking up all confused with a cum-filled cunt. Maybe even a baby in my belly. Well, except I'm on birth control, of course. Oh, don't say it for now. That's so toxic. It's not like I have fantasies of you secretly replacing my birth control with fertility pills. No, that'd be so gross and disgusting and inappropriate. I'm such a sweet, normal girl, I would never. Oh, I still can't believe you used me in my sleep. I couldn't even remember when I woke up. But like, that's so fucking hot, what the hell? Yeah, I'm like rubbing your cum into my pussy. I'm sorry, it just feels really good. And I'm like thinking about all the ways you might have used me, like... Like, there's no way for me to know for sure because I was asleep. Did you like it? You did. Fuck. No, I'm fine. Just please tell me how much you enjoyed it. I need you to tell me. How much you like raping me when I was asleep. Fuck, sorry. Is it okay if I use that word? Just, yeah. You already know I have a rape kink. But... Please don't feel like you have to. You sure? For real. Like, for real, for real. Like, for real, for real, for real. I trust you. Did she, like, finger me as you whisper into my ears? Telling me about all the filthy shit you did to me. All the filthy shit you're gonna do to me. And, like, telling me all about how there's nothing I'll be able to do to stop it. Fuck. Your fingers feel really good in my tight leg on. You still feel the cum you raped into my pussy, daddy. Your fucking fingers. Please. Daddy. Please. Please rip my pretty little holes whilst I'm asleep. Please. I need you to rape me, Daddy. Your big cock. Maybe even multiple. Fuck. Maybe even multiple. Yes, Daddy. Great, my tits are good. And fuck, kiss me. Yes, Daddy. I'm your pretty little rape toy. You can use me whenever you want. Just bend me over the counter when I'm making breakfast. Put your hand over my mouth so I can't protest. And just fucking nail me. And later, when we're having a fight, you could just unzip your pants. And grab the back of my head. And force me down on your cock. Showing it nice and deep. I know my purpose is to be used, not to talk back or fight with you. I should just look pretty. Oh, fuck. Get fucked. Lots and lots. Slow down a bit, I'm getting curious. Fuck yes. Already. It just turns me on so much. I'll be a good girl and tell you all my fantasies, Daddy. Every single one. I'm you're such a softie. I am so turned on thinking about you doing all sorts of messed up, gross stuff to me. It's just so bad. I can't help it. My ideal day would be, would literally be forcing me to suck your cock at dinner. And also to pound my pretty pussy as I squirm underneath you whilst we watch a movie. And then we could go to bed with me finally thinking it's over. Thinking I'm safe now in the comfort of your bed. But then you come in. And I wake up with your fat daddy cock buried in my tiny little asshole. I want that. Fuck. I love it when you hurt me for your pleasure. Selfish boys are so hot. Just so needy, they forget to think about my pleasure or my consent. Rape me, daddy. Rape me in all my fucking holes. Rape me, stupid. Just fucking rail my brains out as I'm sleeping. Make me wake up stupid and confused with all my holes leaking thick, daddy cum. Promise me, please. Promise me you'll rate me really good, daddy. Promise me you'll rape me until I break. Hate me until I cry. Keep going. Once you told me I look pretty when I'm crying, I went praying until I know. Promise me. Save me. Talking like a total trash whore, sexy. But you can always use the safe word, you know. Like, I know how intense I get. I know that dorms sometimes feel like safe words are mostly for the sub, but like, it's not true at all. You can always safe word with me, okay? You know that, right, baby? I just don't want you to, like, get dumb drop when I'm fast asleep and I can't give you aftercare. I love you. And I trust you too, baby. Thank you so much for indulging in this fantasy of mine once again. I don't think I've ever felt this excited to go to sleep. Like, ever. Okay, well, I got a shower. And, you know, like, I should get worked on. And I have a really busy afternoon and evening today, so what if I handle dinner tonight? Okay, so what if it's a boy to express my gratitude? Do you want me to cook dinner or not? Pasta. Yeah. Okay, I'll see you tonight. I love you, baby. Hi, my love. I know you're working super hard right now. I'm so proud of you. I'm just leaving a quick voice note to let you know that your dinner's sitting on the dining table. The cover it is, so it should still be warm when you get here. But if not, you can always just heat it up a little. I really tried to wait for you, but I'm so fucking tired from work. Just today was a lot. It's great, don't get me wrong, but it was a lot, so yeah, I'm exhausted. I really wanted to have dinner with you, but I was just so tired. I ate, I think I'm gonna go shower, head off to bed now. I might even take some of those melatonin gummies, because last time you came home late, you kind of woke me up by accident. And I really need my sleep right now. I really hope you like the food. Once again, I'm so sorry. I really wish I could. Make it. But, yeah. In any case, I love you so much. I'm so proud of you for working so hard. Let's get home safe. I love you. God, I'm so tired. I fell asleep in like 10 seconds. I really hope his day's been good. I love him so much. I really wanted to do the whole somno thing again tonight, but honestly, I'm just way too tired. It's gonna have to wait for another time. Wait, did I take the pink shorts off when I went off to sleep? Fuck. I remember putting them back on after I showered because they were so soft and comfy. Damn you stupid comfy shorts. Well, I mean, I'm sure it's fine. I'm sure you could tell how legitimately tired I was. I'm sure you wouldn't even try. How? Remember how many times it took growing those shorts to bed before he fucked you in your sleep even once? I'm sure it's fine. My ass was asleep. I don't understand what's going on. No. Yes, Daddy, I'm really sleepy. It's gonna hurt. Please. Okay, I'll try to go back to sleep. Oh, but please be gentle. please, God. Oh, I still wanna. I love you, Daddy. Are you and you write me because you like me so much? It makes it okay, Daddy. It does. Good morning, Daddy. Hearing me so good last night. Okay, I'll stop. You fucked me so good last night, baby. What if I told you that it was genuine? I put the shorts on by accident because I was so tired. I didn't even mean to. I had so much fun. It was so worth it. You did great. Don't stress out. It's okay. I like this so much. I'm so glad I put the shorts on. Yes, I promise. I never lie to you. That was amazing. You look softy. You did so great. You made me feel so safe and comfortable. It's so nice to have someone to explore this kink with. You're the best. I remember more than last time. But to be honest, my biggest clue was the fact that I wake up with a looped up asshole and a soaking wet pussy. You know, maybe tonight you can remind me of exactly what it was that we did. Except this time I'll be fully awake. Does that sound fun? Feeling my pretty little asshole and telling me how much I whimpered in my sleep as you split me the fuck open with that fat daddy dick. Look at you getting all excited. Well, unfortunately for you, mister, I've got work to do. But tell you what, if you make me breakfast, I can spend a little bit of time taking pictures of the pretty, little, shiny, looped up asshole that you fucked last night. Whether I'll actually send them to you depends on how good your breakfast game is, mister. I feel like I deserve a special treat for how much of a good little anal cocksod I was yesterday. Don't you think? Love you too, sweetheart. Hurry up. I don't want to be late for work. Shoot.